Marty, good morning. How are you? Happy post-Memorial Day weekend.
Absolutely, and now we're ready for summer.
You've got that right, Marty.
And then we've got the official summer coming up here in about 3 weeks. So I like the I'm a big fan of late spring. So we could hit pause right about now. That wouldn't bother me much, but it's about what's for the greater good, Marty. It's always about the greater good on this program. You did not have a meeting last night, as the county council has I don't want to say postponed, but you guys have kind of what is your schedule now, just so people get an idea of that?
Right. We're not supposed to address this until later this month, and I believe that was the 17th or the 24th. I've lost track of those days. However, the city council is supposed to take a look at it this evening. Now,
hold on, quickly, what we're speaking about, because I did a bad job of introducing the segment here. This is the local option income tax. The city of Bloomington, the city council will meet tonight to see. They're taking a vote, Marty, up or down. Hey, let's do it. They've got 59 out of the 100 votes on the county income tax council. If the city's doing something tonight, why do you guys even need to worry about this in a couple of weeks? 59, there, the majority's covered.
Well, I'm not real certain that they will vote this up or down this evening.
Really?
Well, they could very well postpone it as well. There are several people on the city council and the county council, and at least two on Elsville's town council. And I really don't know the result of the Steinsville, because they don't have a vote, so haven't heard a lot from them. But I believe there are several people who think that we should have had a joint meeting, all of us sitting there together, throwing back and forth some ideas, listening to some budget presentations, and deciding who, you know, how much is enough to cover all of the pressing needs, not just what the people would like to have in their departments, but what are the pressing needs that we cannot make that possible in any other way. There's just a lot of feeling amongst the elected officials that this just got shoved through, and it's a take it or leave it situation. And that's just not the way we would like to be dealing with this situation.
Marty Hawk's our guest this morning. She's a county councilwoman that sits in with us on the telephone every Wednesday morning. And the voter percentage here, the 100%, you got 100 votes, 59 go to the city council. Again, what is Ellettsville, Steinsville,
Why does it even matter? I mean, that's the way they act most of the time, Marty. So we're not trying to give you a hard time. We're just asking, why does it matter?
Well, I mean, I watched the city council meeting last week, and they clearly had questions, and they were not happy with not getting any answers. It was not just one, but more than one, several who had many questions, and they were given answers from their controller that wasn't even correct, like, oh, it would be distributed according to population. Well, no. It would be distributed according to the assessed value. Neither answer is correct. It is distributed according to the levies. So, you know, even the answers they were given were not correct.
Is there a plan for how this money is going to be spent on paper somewhere, that an outline?
No.
Anything? There's not.
No, and I believe that's the frustration you're seeing here. I want to remind you, a few years ago when the county decided they would like to have two new courts, before we could move forward to get the tax to pay for those two new courts, every department that wanted money out of that new money that was going to come in to pay for those courts put together budgets. We made public presentations, debated it back and forth for a long time, and voted on it before we ever had that tax in place. So there is absolutely no reason we could not have, as a group, the city council, the county council, Ellettsville, Steinsville, could have come forward, and the public, and have people bring to us their proposed budgets. we're talking about $7 million here.
Oh, that's annually, right? That's not a one-time deal.
It's not like a one-time shot and we're done.
We all just have tons of money. We have money trees in the backyard, you know, and so we can just all do this, Marty, and it doesn't matter to anybody. At least they act like that. They act like this isn't coming out of real people's pockets and going to actually take money away from their families.
What we have to recognize here is I'm certainly not at fault of the city council because they asked real questions and they were not happy that no one had real answers. So
who's supposed to have these answers, Marty? Maybe that's the better question. Who, if the council doesn't have the answers, the city council, the county council, the Ellettsville town council, who are these inanimate objects we're demanding answers from?
Well,
who should have this plan made? Who should be?
This plan should have been put together before anyone ramrodded an ordinance through at the Ellettsville Town Council, and then we're sort of stuck to either vote up or down what they passed. Now, I want to make it clear. There were, we were told more than once, this is it. This is what you get to vote with. And there's no way for an amendment. But let me be very clear here. Here's what the legislation does make it clear. No, you cannot just put an amendment in on an ordinance that was passed by any separate member of this income tax council. But what you can do, the way it's set up so that you can amend it, is that you have to vote the first one down and put in place a new one. And that's the only way to amend it. And in order to do that, it has to be substantially different from the first. It can't just be a small word change or something. It has to be substantially different. Either you would change the tax rate or you would change the amount that was going to go to central dispatch, or you could plug in a percent or a dollar amount for those township fire departments and emergency medical providers. Now, to that end, I will say that at least the township fire departments are coming forward with dollar amounts, and they're going to be making a presentation about what their needs are, which actually should have, all of that should have happened before vote was taken.
I agree with that 100%.
And now I will say that the dollar amount they're coming up was a great deal more money than what I had thought that the city would even begin to consider for the county. And remember, that's not the county, Monroe County government.
It's not the general fund.
For fire department. It's the township fire departments, or the ones that they contract with.
Now, Marty, remind me once again why this is all happening right now and didn't happen 2 years ago, isn't happening 2 years down the road. Tell us why this timeline is so important right now.
Well, when they put together the central dispatch and the expenses of that, it was clear at the time they were doing that the revenue coming in was not going to be enough to cover, and it was going to end up costing the city and the county more than what they really wanted to pay for central dispatch. So they started going to the townships to ask them to kick in. And, of course, they should have known from the get-go. Townships do not have the way to raise the money because of the tax structure. So that couldn't happen. So it's no wonder that the townships really want to support a tax increase to cover central dispatch. I get that. I understand it. And that presentation could have...
Well, help me out with one thing here. Why not 5 years ago, 10 years ago, was this an issue? Why is this an issue? Is it because of the brand new building? Is this all retroactive to that?
It's an expensive proposition to run 911, and the more population you have...
I agree with all that. 911's been around for a long, long, long time.
Right. I understand. It was all of the new equipment and the contracts for maintenance on all of that is very expensive. And so I get it that it costs more to operate at central dispatch. And I also see that because legislation changed, it said you can pass a new tax and every penny of it go to operate central dispatch. And so I think that's the reason why the central dispatch board jumped all over this and said, let's do this while we can pull all the money over here to central dispatch. And then the first place they took it was over to Ellisville. And, of course, it passed because somebody who is on the Ellisville Town Council works for central dispatch.
Oh, and isn't that a little bit of a conflict of interest voting on that?
Well, I'm not an attorney, but... and then the other one who voted in favor was a city police officer, which public safety tax would go for city police as well.
When you say they would get all of the tax, I thought they were only getting 30% of it.
Okay. That's why when they first started it, they were saying, thank you for correcting me. When they first started talking about this and it was hitting in the paper, it was like all of the revenue would go to central dispatch and it would not have been the whole 0.25%.
They were only talking a portion originally.
A portion of that.
So then that opened the doors to greater?
That opened the doors.
An inch and a mile?
I was one of them that said, do not be passing a public safety tax without understanding that it is very important to get someone to answer the phone at central dispatch, but you better have a fire department to show up if that's what you need, or an ambulance if that's what you need, or law enforcement because of needing more road deputies. Well, so then they went to the full quarter of 1%, rather than saying, okay, we'll just phase this in. We'll start out maybe at 10% or, you know, rather than 25% of 1%.
But
we
were told at some point in time during this discussion, and I can't remember who said it, but someone said that if we don't go for this full amount right now, we'll never have an option to change it ever in the future.
And that is just wrong, because once it is put in place, if they put in place something more than just central dispatch, let's say they put in a percent that would cover central dispatch, and even just some little bit of extra so that you know you can go take it up to the 0.25%, then on an every other year basis, you can go in there and adjust the dollar amount, the percent amount. Once it's done, it's done just like our juvenile income tax. We passed that ages ago. We have the authority to take it up to 0.25%.
And Marty,
hopefully we won't ever need to, but we still have, just because they changed the rule of the state doesn't mean that we can no longer do that. It's already in place.
Marty, just out of curiosity, has anybody thought about maybe looking at not doing this at all, and perhaps what we do instead is look at other funds that we have, and maybe we stop doing, you know, some of the luxury items we've got in these budgets,
or just do the
and putting that into central dispatch to run it, because I mean that is what the government's policy.
It seems to me the first thing we need to do is come together as a county income tax council, which is the city and the county in Ellisville, Steinville, and say, here's some things that people are saying we really need. Where can we provide the dollars? And if we don't have them in our separate budgets, how much of a new tax do we need to put in place with this public safety tax that would cover this? That meeting never took place. And I believe that we would have all of us benefited from us coming together, the city and the county in Ellisville, and as well as Steinville, and listen to what was needed, and then making decisions. Because as it is, the only people who have made really dollar presentations is the township fire departments. Well, you can't even decide on something like this because you haven't seen any presentation from the county as far as dollar amounts that they're talking about, or the city dollar amounts they're talking about. if we looked at that, and that could be everyone's wish list, doesn't mean that's what you can really ask.
Well, who's going to prioritize the wish list?
Right. I mean, somebody needs to.
I want a pony.
You know what? You know what I'm thinking? Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, I want my tax dollars back in my pocket. you know.
Well, and if you look at the people who work out at IU, and that's a lot of folks around, they're. Operating bill just went up because their parking went up. They just found that out yesterday. Then we know our water and sewer bills are going up at city level, which actually is going to affect Ellisville too because we buy our water. Then we've got school referendum tax coming up. So we have
Now, to be fair, the school referendum tax is already in, and they're looking to lower the rate on that, just to be fair on how that's
working.
Oh,
really?
They're not asking for the full amount.
But, Michael, there is a lot of difference between lowering the rate and lowering the revenue, because if you're taking the rate times your assessed value, it will still draw in the same money or perhaps more. So we're still talking about total dollars. Now,
sure.
I'm not speaking
against the
referendum.
No,
I'm not.
I know you're not.
I'm just saying, here's a list. We're getting this money from the same people. Let's see which of these things are most important to do. If it's important to do all of it, we had better sell that to the people that have to pay this tax.
Hey, Marty, don't leave out the nonprofits, too. That's been rumbling this week. Hey, nonprofits.
I'm just saying that at the end of the day, I believe whoever thought we could just shove this through and we would just be stuck with voting with whatever they sent to us, and it would be a done deal. I don't think they did anyone any favors, and the elected officials need to quit being pushed around by other people and have something stuck under our nose and say, take it or leave it. And that's just not the way we ought to be operating in order to represent the people we're supposed to be representing. And, indeed, it will be hard to say no to this because, hey, you
it's
don't want to say no to your fire departments.
That's right.
You don't want to say no to your ambulance.
After the outcome of tonight's meeting, if the city council decides to vote on this, this is all hypothetical, I understand that. If they say, yes, we're voting on it and it passes, what's next?
Well, I suppose...
Get out your wallet.
They could still go ahead and have a meeting for the county, but once this was they've passed it definitely will just already be passed. Just if they pass it exactly as presented, it's a done deal.
So we'll know late tonight, first thing tomorrow morning, whether that's going on or being extended.
I would say, right now, I myself have personally called several of the city council members and said, I would really like for you to understand, you could vote this down, put a new one in place, and then it could go through all of the different councils to be voted up or down. And let's at least guarantee to these township fire departments and the ambulance providers that there will be a certain amount set aside for them.
Right.
Because as it is, not one penny could go to all these people who
right.
are supporting it. Because there's nothing to force that to happen.
So we need a better plan. We need a better roadmap. We need a clearer plan and a clearer roadmap. Would that be accurate?
Well, one would hope that's what would happen. But until we get through tonight, I really don't know. I wish the city council the best of luck because I do not believe this was well presented to them.
And they are not required to take action, are they?
Oh, well, no, they could. They could postpone it again, as the county did, which I think we did the right thing because we didn't have any information either. What, we wanted to just vote on something with no dollars?
And again, to reiterate, there is the time frame on this. Is there a drop dead? This has to get done by some certain date?
Oh, for some reason, people tried to throw out that red herring that we had to have it done before July 1, which is just nuts. We do not have to have it done before July 1.
So right. There's no absolute deadline. It has you don't have to do this by July 1. If you did it August 1, it's not going to be the end of the universe.
If we had all of this put together and the Income Tax Council would adopt an ordinance before September 1, then it can still take effect on October 1, and that would give everyone time to get budgets put together. Now, what I would say is that all these fire departments and or ambulance providers, et cetera, need to have put in place their request for their funding before July 1. But that could be put together without even the tax in place to say to the income tax council, if this tax passes, this is what my request would be. Same thing that we did with when we put the courts together. There is absolutely no reason to have to do this tonight, tomorrow, or next week.
All right, Marty, great job as always. Super information. We appreciate it. And I think if we do about five more Wednesdays in a row, I'll have this down pat. And
we might actually be able to understand something. But I still think that the thing that is very unfair to the public is the idea that it has to be all of this tax right now and that we don't know what the money's going to be used for.
Right, and I think you heard from some of the city council members, let's phase this in. Let's get a plan. I don't want to vote on this unless somebody can present a budget. Kudos to them.
Absolutely, good. And we'll see what they do tonight. Their meeting is at 7:30 at council chambers. Good seats are still available. Good job, Marty. Enjoy the first day of June, and we will get caught up with you next week and see as the low it turns.
As the low it turns. Thank you.
All right, Marty Hawk, County Councilwoman. She does check in every Wednesday. Gorgeous morning, Margaret. Look at this. I'm just fascinated with how nice it is. I told you earlier that
we're going to get rained on, but I'm going to just suck up this sunshine.
I told you earlier that it looked like it was hitting around Terre Haute right now. It is, but it's moving north, so that's the good
maybe
news.
We're gonna
but later in the day it turns into here, so that'll be in the afternoon. But again, this morning, your point's excellent. If you're going to get out for lunch and do all that, it looks like you'll have plenty of time to do so. So that's fun and exciting there. Good job from Marty. Didn't want to take away from her performance. She joins us every Wednesday. And
that was a lot better information than we've had anywhere.
Exactly. And the clarity moving forward should help you, the listener, make some choices to yourself on what the action should be moving forward or not moving forward. And Marty and Margaret's points are excellent. It is very hard to argue with supporting local cops and local fire department. I don't think anybody's against that.
But somehow they never managed to make that a priority during budgets.
Every time. Well, I think this is the money they want to add for that budget to have that priority. So that's the other layer of the onion, which is I get all that. But have a plan, present the plan, and people will get behind it. Don't show me the left hand and have the right hand doing something behind. Don't do it that way. That's my opinion. I'm entitled to that. Get your own radio show if you want one. 832 at WGCL.